Welcome to the Travelling Senorita, episode 195. Today I'm going to continue storytelling in and around Southern Country, Queensland. So we ventured across the border from Northern New South Wales, from Tenterfield across into the Granite Belt, which was my last few podcasts about winemaking in the Granite Belt. Super impressed with what they're doing out there. And then we continued on to the upper Toowoomba region. So Toowoomba and beyond into the mountains. And I hadn't been into that area before, which is what I love about this country. It is so vast. There's so much to explore that I just don't think you'll ever get the chance to explore all of the places in one lifetime. And I love visiting places I've never been to before. So this today podcast is dedicated to the upper Toowoomba region. I didn't actually go into Toowoomba itself. I had a couple of really good destinations to get to on the itinerary, and the first one was all about wine, and more wine. So Rosalie House Cellar Door, which is in a place called Lily Vale, possibly maybe 20 minutes outside of Toowoomba. You kind of drive for a while and you think, where am I going? And then you turn into this stunning homestead and welcomed by a beautiful family who have been running that homestead for quite some time. So they have accommodation there, they have a vineyard, and they have a restaurant that opened in 2018, and it was a way for the Thompson family to showcase the wines from their surrounding vineyards. But yes, they definitely do incredible food there. Doyle and Vicky Thompson, the elders of the property, they first hand planted in 2005 and then started to produce some really cool wines. And now their daughters, Renee and co, Renee's at the helm of the restaurant now and looking after the accommodation and vineyard, with plenty of weddings and events there, but also a great place to go and sit out on the big sprawling deck and have really good food. So the chef knows what he's doing. He's using local produce, and it's paired with wines and the desserts. And it was just a great, beautiful country homestead to enjoy our lunch. It actually reminded me a little bit of Mavis's Kitchen in Northern New South Wales. And they're quite unique properties, you know, in the old Queenslanders that utilize the surrounding food bowl. And yeah, it's very Australiana, and I like that. If you were visiting from overseas, I think you'd be really impressed with an old country homestead, sprawling vineyard, and mountains beyond. So that is Rosalie Vineyard, and as I said, it's got accommodation and a restaurant. And you know, it's the rich soil of the Darling Downs, but which is Southern Country, Queensland at its best. And we were also going on a savour tasting tour, thanks to the regional tourism body at Southern Country, Queensland. So we were checking out a few old pubs along the way, and weren't they some crackers? And on our way heading to the Ravensbourne National Park, which I had never been to before, we stopped off at a little country pub along the way, and then it was classic. It was just like beers on tap, apparently some of the biggest counter mills around, and a really good way to immerse in the country feeling, being at a local pub along the way. We were heading to Destination Ravensbourne Escape, which is in the heart of the Queensland's high country. They call it the high country up there because you really are climbing quite high. And when you get up there, it's just a stunning 360 degree vista that is just so beautiful. And these guys have done luxury accommodation specifically for couples, families, weddings, events. And it's all overlooking the National Park, which is the Ravensbourne National Park. I guess it was a development to be secluded, resort style, and thinking of the environment at the same time. So the homes have been built tastefully into the natural surrounds, utilizing recycled materials. And each one of them has a hot tub, which was so nice to soak in and take in the bird song and just the native surrounds of Ravensbourne National Park. The gorgeous couple at Ravensbourne Escape, Rob, he said, let's go and check out around the corner of the, which is sort of on the escarpment of the national park. There's a few homes dotted really tastefully on the edge of the national park. And one of them is Quince Cottage, which these guys were looking after. Stunning yellow Queenslander that's just there. It just appears on the edge of the national park and probably has some of the best views I have ever seen. And I just thought, wow, what a place to book out. They were saying they often get, you know, family groups and special occasions to book the whole place. And you literally have fire pits, you have the big old gorgeous homestead that's been so nicely renovated. And you can just literally be there in serenity with nobody around. And I thought that was just such a beautiful place. So check that one out on Instagram. As I said, it's Ravensbourne Estate and the Ravensbourne National Park. And that is just a place that is so special that you just think, oh, wow, I can't believe that I haven't been here before. I could have stayed a lot longer, but unfortunately with these itineraries, we have to keep motoring along. And we did hear about a town up the road, probably only like 20 minutes up the road, is Crow's Nest, not to be mistaken with Sydney's Crow's Nest. This is a quintessential country town. It's got one of the old pubs there that you can visit, but it's also had a hospitality group have come in and taken over a building, a really beautiful 100-year-old building, Nolan's Place, and the chef, renowned chef there, has come back from Bundaberg into Crow's Nest and Amanda, and has opened up My Little Blueberry, which is a patisserie, and also next door is an award-winning restaurant, as voted by Delicious, Mathilde, which is, I guess, French-inspired, that European flavour, but using local produce. And it's just in this incredible building called Nolan's Building, and it's, you know, next door it's housing like gorgeous homeware stores and boutiques and local potters and you name it, it's in this building. And it just has changed the face of the town. I mean, Crow's Nest looks like it had always had a little bit of a quirky country town feel to it, but this has actually brought up the cuisine level. I've heard a lot of people say you have to go and eat at Mathilde, Chef Amanda's restaurant. We didn't get a chance to eat there, but we did go to My Little Blueberry next door, and I just love that people have, you know, put their money into it and gone, right, we're going to just go into this small country town, which is, you know, a couple of hours away from Brisbane, and we're going to reinvent old buildings and reinvigorate them with local artisans and good food, because I think that really does, you know, take a country town into the future and gives it sustainability. So well done to those guys. And then we were heading up the road to a distillery up the road, Peachy's gin. And I was like, oh, I'm not a big gin drinker, but I'll give it a crack. So Peachy Distilling Co., again, up in the high country, probably only about 10 minutes out of Crow's Nest. And they are like full-blown original country moonshiners, but they are crafting some of the best spirits I think I've ever tasted. And I will say, and I'll put a shot of the bottle up, the bottles were divine. They are such a tasteful way to do it, with original artworks embedded into them. And they were doing some incredible stuff from, they have one called the Artist Gin, and, you know, they have ones that they're collaborating with other local providors as well that are getting involved. They have a vodka range. They have a Rosalie House Shiraz Gin. So Rosalie House, where we had lunch, they've collaborated with them to do a Shiraz Gin. There's a Roadhouse Vodka. Yeah, I just was so impressed. And then they have like a, you know, an original Homestead Gin, which has won awards. And I think those guys there are doing an incredible job with botanics, their natural garden surrounds, and also collaborating with other local providers. So really cool to go out there and meet those guys. Beautiful property, and they were so welcoming. Gorgeous garden, and yeah, a tasting shed that was second to none. It was so rustic and cool that I wanted to hang out there all day. And really, I love that about regional areas where they just get together, they get the job done. It's hard work, small business, starter up, but yeah, the results are worth it. So that, my friends, is in and around the Toowoomba region of Southern Country Queensland in the high country. And it felt like the high country, really good place, friendly people, good food, and you should go out there and visit it. Thanks for tuning in. Adios.